So let's go on a little further. He said, you can have whatsoever you say, right? Therefore, I say unto you, listen to the word. You know, I'm learning to listen to what he's saying so I can hear what he's saying. Because sometimes we hear it, but we don't hear it. But watch what he said. Therefore, I say unto you, what thing soever you desire. What you desire. Do you desire sickness? Do you desire poverty? Do you desire fear? Do you desire to struggle? Do you desire hate? Do you desire strife? Well, why in the world, when you pray and you turn to it, unbelief? Why, when you pray, listen what he said now. Listen what he said here. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when ye pray, when you pray, do what? Believe that you receive them. When do I believe I receive them? When I pray. And ye shall have them. What them? The thing you believe you receive. So if I don't believe that I receive them, guess what? I won't have them. If I'm going to fool with reasoning, I'm going to fool with unbelief, I'm going to fool with what if and all that stuff, those things cannot be in that. If cannot go in that prayer. It cannot, and it works. Because he already told you, he's already given you. Healing is yours. Prosperity is yours. You don't have to if that, because you read it in the word. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. Didn't he say it? So you don't have to if that. But then he gives you instruction how to make your money work. And then you have to be willing and obedient to follow that. Okay, but he said, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that ye receive them, and what? Ye shall have them. So what do I do when those thoughts of unbelief, doubt, reasoning come to mind once I pray? What do I do? Do I go back and pray it over again? What do I do? The devil is talking, my mind is talking, and I believe I receive. See, here's the key right here. Here's what happened to most believers. I trust everybody able to comprehend tonight. Maybe I trust you, that the Holy Ghost helped everybody to hear this. So what do you do? What happened when you pray, you believe you receive them. And those reasons, those thoughts, those doubts. And here's what happened to most people. They hear somebody else do it. They see somebody else do it. And then they just go and do it. And they don't have the faith for it. Because they didn't spend enough time to get faith in their heart. We have to make some decision here in this country in which we live. We are surrounded with unbelief and doubt. So many people are embalmed with it. And you hang around them, that stuff will get off on you if you don't talk your faith. And most time we are quiet. I ain't getting too much amen, but if we let them talk to unbelief, we just sit there. But we need to set the record straight what I believe. If I'm going to hang around them, now that's one thing, you know, passing by, and it's a few, but if you're going to hang around me, you're not going to put that on off on me. You understand? You're going to know where I am. You're going to know what I believe. You can believe what you want to believe, but don't you try to push that off on me. So, when I pray, let me deal with this one. So when I pray, and I believe that I receive when I pray, and then he said, you shall have them. What do I do when those thoughts or somebody else come up and say something? What do, especially those reasoning thoughts, what do I do? I didn't give you this, but go ahead and find it. Philippians 4:6. If y'all can, put it in the Amplified. I can get it. We can get it in the King James. Philippians 4:6. And some of you may want to turn there with it. It should be up on the screen. Philippians 4:6. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. Therefore I say unto you, that's still up there, Mark 11:23. All right? Philippians 4:6 coming up. Philippians 4:6. Is that King James? Okay. Look what it says. Philippians 4:6. You see it? I want everybody to see it. This is, you know, when this teacher is up teaching how to write a sentence, how to conjugate a verb, how to use a verb in a sentence, or teachers teaching how to use add and subtracting, because that's four by four as I got, multiply and divide. I don't know nothing about that other stuff. Trigonometry and what, I don't know what they're doing now, but anyway. When they're teaching, they want to make sure you understand what a verb is. They want you to understand what a sentence is. What makes a sentence, you know? Well, in the realm of the spirit, and what are they doing? What are these teachers doing? They want to teach the student how to write and communicate through letters. A letter. Put it in a book form. They want to teach that student how to communicate what they know through writing. And if they don't know how to write it down, and who said that? Somebody said that. They wrote a book without a verb in it. Can you imagine what it sounds like? A verb is what talks about action, right? I'm about to do something. That's why I'm taking time to do this. So you can understand. Because, see, I don't know enough to talk about this. I know enough to make mention of it. So I may have to get my wife and T or somebody to come to help me out if you want more. But what are they doing? They want the student to get the right information, because if they don't get the right information, instruction, they write a sentence, it's going to be wrong. They put it in a book form. Somebody wrote a book and sent us one, and I ain't going to go no further. And then, put our name in it. But anyway, let me go. When those thoughts come, because that's what you got out there. You got Satan out there trying to steal. The thief coming out before for what? To steal, kill, and destroy. He want to come and steal your faith. He want to come and bring reason. He want to bring doubt to you so you don't believe what you pray. And if your heart is not convinced, you can talk your heart out of it. And let reasoning in, and you won't get what you pray for. But once you pray, this is what you say. God said it, I believe it, and that's the end of it. If God said it, it's true. And I'm going to agree with God. I don't care what my mind say. I don't care what I feel in my body. I don't care what other people say around me. God said it. I believe in itself. That's it. That's the truth there. None of these things will move me. And that's going to be a fight. And that's why you need to have your heart right, full of faith before you pray. Because if you pray half-hearted, he's going to talk. That thing will talk you out of your healing. Are y'all hearing me?